The teaching of English literature is in sharp decline in our schools. Last year in England, about 30% of GCSE students didn't sit a literature exam at all. And within that overall fall in numbers, there are other trends that cause concern. The poorest pupils, those who get free school meals, are much less likely to learn about literature than their better-off counterparts. And even when English literature is taught, critics say there's an increasing reliance on using short extracts rather than whole books. The novelist Josephine Hart is worried about the drift away from literature. We asked her to investigate what's going on.
According to the poet Philip Larkin, most things are never meant. He was referring to the destruction of the countryside, and that will be England gone. The poem Going, Going could now apply to the teaching of English literature, which, due to league table pressures, is increasingly regarded as an elite subject, rather than the most exciting and effective way to teach English. The introduction in 2010 of a new separate GCSE in English, described as a practical alternative for those who might not wish to tackle the reading in English literature, will further hasten the almost accidental death of English literature in English schools. We'll say this was never meant, or was it? We spoke to Dr. Bethan Marshall, senior lecturer in English education, King's College, London.
I think that this difference is meant. I think that they don't think that English is worth a whole load of lessons. I think that they think that English is really about a bunch of communication skills. Only the most able people will do literature, and the vast majority will do some kind of communication studies, but it isn't English as I or most English teachers in the country would consider it.
Lord Baker, who as Secretary of State for Education introduced the National Curriculum in his Education Act 1989, and who himself is a poetry anthologist, had this to say.
I think the separation of language and literature is a great sadness, because literature is one of the great treasures of our society. And when I was constructing the National Curriculum back in the 80s, I insisted that learning poetry by heart should be part of it.
And did you succeed?
Well, we got it into the national curriculum. I had the support of Ted Hughes. He wrote to me a wonderful letter. He said that he wanted all children to have in their memory songs that are blocks of achieved and exemplary language, fragments of Herrick, Keats, Kipling, Delamere, to add to the store of pop lyrics. They would then have the guardian angel installed behind the tongue.
Segment 1. The teaching of English literature is in sharp decline in our schools. Last year in England, about 30% of GCSE students didn't sit a literature exam at all. And within that overall fall in numbers, there are other trends that cause concern. The poorest pupils, those who get free school meals, are much less likely to learn about literature than their better-off counterparts. And even when English literature is taught, critics say there's an increasing reliance on using short extracts rather than whole books. The novelist Josephine Hart is worried about the drift away from literature. We asked her to investigate what's going on. Segment 2.
According to the poet Philip Larkin, most things are never meant. He was referring to the destruction of the countryside, and that will be England gone. The poem Going, Going could now apply to the teaching of English literature, which, due to league table pressures, is increasingly regarded as an elite subject, rather than the most exciting and effective way to teach English. The introduction in 2010 of a new separate GCSE in English, described as a practical alternative for those who might not wish to tackle the reading in English literature, will further hasten the almost accidental death of English literature in English schools.
Segment 3.
We'll say this was never meant, or was it? We spoke to Dr. Bethan Marshall, senior lecturer in English education, King's College, London.
I think that this difference is meant. I think that they don't think that English is worth a whole load of lessons. I think that they think that English is really about a bunch of communication skills. Only the most able people will do literature, and the vast majority will do some kind of communication studies, but it isn't English as I or most English teachers in the country would consider it.
Lord Baker, who as Secretary of State for Education introduced the national curriculum in his Education Act 1989 and who himself is a poetry anthologist, had this to say.
Segment 4.
I think the separation of language and literature is a great sadness because literature is one of the great treasures of our society. And when I was constructing the national curriculum back in the 80s, I insisted that learning poetry by heart should be part of it.
And did you succeed?
Well, we got it into the national curriculum. I had the support of Ted Hughes. He wrote to me a wonderful letter. He said that he wanted all children to have in their memory songs that are blocks of achieved and exemplary language, fragments of Herrick, Keats, Kipling, Delamere, to add to the store of pop lyrics. They would then have the guardian angel installed behind the tongue.